Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, October 9, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. And good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. Joining me is my partner, Clint Powell, and he's on the right on the tail of Joe Rogan, getting ready to take him over, but not quite yet.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
So good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. As most people, if you remember, I've had a raspy voice for about 2 weeks, and it's about 90% gone, but you know, the ragweed's still bothering me. I will have to say that I did get all my antibodies checked, because I really felt like at the end of all this, even though I tested for the COVID, I tested negative because I didn't want to be around people and be causing any sickness. And I didn't. Everyone I was around, nobody ever got anything I had. But my antibodies came back just yesterday that they were pretty high. And the only way they could be high is if I had an infection, because I didn't do the vaccine. So it's an interesting time. And if it was that, then this will be number three for me. And all three were very minimal. I did all the right nutrients, and I actually did a nebulizer this time, which really, really was helpful. I kind of waited too long because I just don't take the best care of myself. I'm better at helping other people. But feeling like $1 million, and flew my airplane yesterday and with my instructor, Marty, and just had a wonderful time.
I have a question about the antibodies, and it's maybe more down the medical road, but when you get it, how long do they last?
Everyone's different, and that's the interesting thing, is watching what these antibodies do. From day one, when I got my first round of COVID, which was about two and a half years ago, they were skyrocketing about 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. And it seems as though I never go too long without getting COVID, so they seem to always stay up. I've never had low antibodies. But the thing is, because the virus is continuing to change, I'm getting antibodies for the new one. So I feel like,
about every 10 months you're getting COVID.
I am. So I'm very happy about that. I've told people before, I said, if you have COVID, please kiss me, because I want to get it. If they're a lady, not
I was going to say, that's a weird dating app you're on, by the way.
You are not going to kiss me, Clint. Yeah.
Well, I don't have COVID, so I wouldn't be a good candidate.
That's true. You wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. And you're not very attractive either.
Thank you very much.
But so, yeah, I want to get it, because I know that if you're relatively healthy and you take the right nutrients and you do the right thing, you'll have the finest antibodies that nature can put into you, which is about 1,000 times better than manufactured antibodies.
And you should, the statistics of data says you should be fine. Just like with everything, though, it affects people differently. I've got a friend right now, and they've had it, and it has been a 6 weeks of, it's been a bad place for them. They've had two or three places where they've dipped down pretty low.
Well, and the reason is because they don't have enough team approach with their medical people that understands that the intervention has to be by day three. Mm-hmm. You cannot wait for day 10 and expect, once you get in past day eight, you have kind of set the course, and there's nothing you're going to do to alter it. So the very first time you think you have it, if you don't do high dose vitamin D and you don't do all the right nutrients and NAC, have an oximeter at home to test oxygen, do the right things, well, the body can go the wrong direction with an way too much immune system response, and then you can start having all the wrong symptoms. Now, saying that, again, there are people who will be at risk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are people, and again, I will repeat it again for the 100th time. I said this with Dr. Green from about day one of the vaccine. I'm not totally opposed to it. I think people who have two or more risk factors, I think you weigh out risk against benefit. And that may be the choice, because it does seem to lessen the severity. Now, the problem is the people who had all the vaccines are also seem to be more prevalent to catch it than the people who aren't.
But that should be the we've said this a bunch. That's between you and your doctor, and that should be an individual choice. And I don't think that should come with judgment, but it shouldn't be forced on you. If your doctor and you go, hey, don't do this one.
Well, it's if you're with a healthcare professional who actually can think on their own, who's not told what to think.
Yeah.
If you're with someone who is, I would say, brainwashed, then you need to move on to someone who's a free thinker, like Dr. Melvin. Mm-hmm. I love Dr. Melvin. She's a person who can think on her feet, and she isn't told what to believe. And
I think Dr. Green was pretty open-minded, too.
Oh, Dr. Green was, too.
You know what I'm saying? I think he was one of those. Sometimes we forget there's local doctors like Dr. Green that is also like case-by-case, who needs it, who doesn't basis, which I think I respect it a lot.
I do, too, because he was working through corporate America, which makes it tougher.
Yeah.
Someone like Dr. Melvin is independent. She can do it easier because she doesn't have somebody looking over telling her what to do.
Yeah.
Interesting times we do live in, there's no doubt. Absolutely. A great podcast on Nutrition W YouTube with Josh Porter. You know Josh
Optimize Porter. You here local, yeah.
And we talked about men's hormones. And I just did another one with him on women's that's not posted yet. So we will have the full encyclopedia of what do you do if you're not up to par with hormones.
Okay, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Did you learn something, Todd? Because you're one of the most learned guys I know when it comes to this holistic approach to your health and monitoring your own health. When you talk to people like that, I'm sure you do, but did you learn something?
I did, but what I learned, the basics I really know very well because of my 43 years. But what I loved about Josh is he's kind of fine-tuning this program of how do we truly optimize your hormone levels. And what I love about his approach is the fact, one, is he does the right blood testing before he decides what to do. Then he tests it again in 6 to 8 weeks to make sure what he recommended is working. And then thirdly is men's hormones. Most all men do the same thing. If you go to a regular doc, you're going to take a shot every 1 to 2 weeks. I mean, some of them are really bad. They're doing it once a month. That's ridiculous. It's like a roller coaster. You're going to jack yourself up for 5 days, and then it's going to go back down, and it's just a continual yo-yo.
That sounds like terrible for your heart, too.
It's just not good because that's not the way the body should operate. It can fluctuate small amounts, but not to that level. Well, what Josh does is he uses insulin needles. I've never heard anyone who did that because the big needles can get tiresome because they're big and long.
Absolutely.
Well, insulin needles are very easy to administer. He's doing it twice a week for most guys. Totally, totally simple to do. And he supplies everything within that clinic. He supplies your needles, your prescriptions, your blood work, everything. So Optimize You is on Nutrition World's YouTube. And if you're interested, you have low libido, you have lack of stamina, you have just even health wasting. There's a guy who came to me last week with his wife. He's very far along with dementia. He couldn't really converse very well. And what he did was Dr. Dale Bredesen wrote a book on how to stop dementia and Alzheimer's. And I love Dr. Dale Bredesen. He's on the cutting edge. And anybody who says that there's no options simply is not wanting to read the literature. Because there's about 17 reasons for Alzheimer's, and that's why there'll never be a drug to address it. You have to do a far more reaching plan, and also doing the right blood work is imperative. We do that every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month at Nutrition World, and following the protocol of Bredesen, and they're going to test his testosterone. And I told his wife, she said, I bet it's low. I said, what it is, it's going to be non-existent. Yeah. He's about 74. And I said, when you can strengthen the whole system, the system's going to be better. I don't care what's wrong with you. You get better fitness, you get better health, you get better nutrient repletion, and you get better hormones. You have that gives you the best chance for healing that you can possibly have.
Well, and two, there's just, I hate to say this, sometimes we make it, and it is complicated. Our health is complicated. All these systems work in tandem. I understand that. But sometimes we make it more complicated because I love this question. How do you feel? Mm-hmm. I understand that's not a true reflection because there could be stuff going on because, I'm not going to the doctor. I'm not saying go to the doctor. You should go to the doctor. Yes, you should go to Ed. But also, do you feel good? Do you have energy? Do you feel decently strong for your age and for your shape and the health you're in? Do you feel optimistic about life or do you feel good? And sometimes we just gloss over that. Blood work's great, but how do you feel?
It's so important, Clint. It is something that people ignore. I remember a physician I really admired years ago, and can't remember exactly his name. I just remember having conversations.
Dr. Pepper? I'm going to throw that in now at least three times a show. God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's my doctor. That's your doctor. You cannot have him.
My fault.
No.
But you admire this doctor.
I do. And he talked about exactly that. He said, one of the most important feedbacks I get from my patients is actually day to day, not every day, but most days, how do you feel?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I know now. It was actually an oncologist. And he said, that to me is one of the biggest predictors of how long that patient will live is how they feel. Even if they have cancer, you know, they can feel not perfect now. I'm not saying they have to feel like Superman.
Right.
But if they are functional and they feel pretty good most of the time, it is one of the best signs of their longevity of anything that you can look at, even including blood work.
I think we just undervalue or underestimate our gut reaction to stuff. So your intuition knows something's off, something's not right. Or when, hey, I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big deal.
Well, one thing though is men tend to not tell the truth. So some of us feel like if we just say we're feeling good, we're going to feel better, even though we feel really, really bad. So we have to be honest.
That's the key thing. Is the honesty.
Yeah.
But what good is great blood? I don't mean this in a bad way, but what good is, air quote, my lab's looking great, but if I feel terrible, that means there's another issue other than blood work. And that's why I love the team approach.
Yep. Yep. And there's so,
because that's the goal.
It is. It's to live a quality life for however how many years we are given on this earth. And I don't really think, and I've said this so many times, I don't think I'm going to live a whole lot past kind of where the clock has already been set within me. And I think that's true of a lot of people. Unless I do a lot of bad things, then it's going to end earlier.
Right.
There's no doubt. But I can only optimize my health to a certain point. What I'm trying to optimize is the quality of the days left. And so I can enjoy my grandkids, or I can just enjoy my work because I love what I do. And it's worked for 65 years. And if tomorrow is the last day, it's been all worth it. All my 99 pills a day.
Yep. Well, we're going to get you to 100 before it's over. I have high goals for you. Hey, before we go to a break, you getting ready to take a break?
We got a minute.
Okay, I was just going to ask you a question you're not prepared for.
Well, throw it on.
Because you have 4,228 pages of notes every show. How old are you, sir?
65.
You going to get another tattoo?
Yes. I've got 18. I got to get to 20 because there's like this universal.
So you
got to
be
law.
20. You got to be even number there, but 99 pills. Gotcha.
It's funny that I am on odd pills, but even tattoos.
Yeah, that is. That's a mindset issue. There's maybe some therapy involved there. But my question to you is, do you have the tattoo you want to get next? Do you already know?
No, it only comes to me through inspiration, cosmic inspiration.
So, okay.
I don't have any in it. I don't have a clue.
Wow, we need to work on you. Get you some cosmic inspiration.
You don't
man.
Work on inspiration. You allow inspiration.
Wow, that's
so
pretty deep.
That's my words of wisdom for the moment.
That's pretty deep. I don't know where you're going to go from this, though.
Well, it's going to go to a break. That's where we're going.
Yep.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Colleen Smith, my favorite veterinarian, about dogs and cancer. And it's going to be awesome because it's something that we're going to learn that you can't learn anywhere else in this city anyway. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75. Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my buddy, partner, Clint Powell. And, you know, a few months ago, and it's been very valuable to me already on several occasions, we had a wonderful veterinarian, Dr. Colleen Smith, from CHI Holistic Veterinarian here in Chattanooga. And she is... definitely has a curriculum and a toolbox different than the majority. Not saying the others are wrong or anything else, just a different approach to health issues in pets. And in fact, yesterday there was a friend of mine who had their dog was suffering from some ailments, and they were telling me what the traditional therapy was going to be. And I said, I don't know about that. Let me send you the repeat of our radio show from 2 months ago when you were here, Dr. Smith, and when they heard it, they were like, that's where I'm going. So welcome back to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Smith.
Thanks, Ed. I'm so happy to be back.
What we're going to try to do with Vital Health Radio is have you here every 2 to 3 months, so maybe, you know, four times a year at least, and we're going to now talk specific health issues revolving around your pets.
Can they just be issues that I have with my dog so I can get...
No, it cannot.
Okay, I'm just checking. Y'all continue on. My bad.
I'm the one who runs the show, and I did get a doctor. What was that doctor I interviewed?
Dr. Pepper.
No, not Dr. Pepper. The neurosurgeon about my hip. So
that's all
about me.
Yeah.
The show's about me. Yes, keep that in mind.
I forgot. My fault.
Okay. So today we're going to speak about dogs and cancer. And I will say many, many years ago when I was married and almost done with alimony now, I always have to say that, 22 more months. And... my dog, her name was Angel, and one day she started itching terribly, and I loved Angel with all my heart, as we do as dog lovers, and took her to a really nice vet, can't remember the name, and Angel at 6 years old had lymphoma, and I didn't do the traditional treatment. She lived 6 more months of very quality till the last week, and it was just a heartbreak. And then I started looking into foods, and I really feel like that I was part of the problem because I didn't know anything. I knew a lot about human nutrition, knew nothing about pet nutrition. And so here we are talking about the same subject. So what is your take on this, Dr. Smith?
Oh, boy. Yes, that is the first thing that I talk about is nutrition. People ask me all the time about cancer and, you know, treatments and things like that. And I was like, the first thing to talk about is let's prevent it. Mm-hmm. And nutrition is one of the main preventers for cancer. So what I really talk about, and hopefully I can get, you know, a cat or a dog when they're really young, kittens and puppies, and then we can start them off right. And I, you know, call it the live forever plan, if we could do that. But nutrition is the most important part. And people look at me like, you know, what does that have anything to do with cancer? But most of our traditional diets for pets are the kibble. Kibble is full of carbohydrates, and carbohydrates feeds cancer. So that's, you know, elementary as far as I'm concerned, of just getting them on a really good quality protein and fat diet and avoiding those carbohydrates. That's just a good start. And then we start looking at what are the other chemicals we put in the dogs.
Real quick, but then that kind of what you were saying reflects how we treat our diets too.
I mean, you know,
if I'm going to put junk in me, I don't mind putting junk in my dog. And a lot of it comes from we just don't know, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As a veterinarian, when I go to vet school, we get, you know, free dog food from the dog food companies. And then we just put it on our shelf when we start practice. And does anybody turn the bag over and look at the ingredients? No. Do we question what's in it? No. You know, or, you know, and even like what it's made up of is the fillers and all this kind of stuff. It's just it's kind of sad that it's not a really important part of medical and human fields.
Both. I know I said this probably the last two or three shows. You know, in 1972, Richard Nixon announced the war on cancer. At that time, 1 in 32 people had cancer. Here we are in 2020, and we have 1 in 2 or 1 in 3. Mm-hmm. We're losing the war pitifully, mm-hmm. and it didn't need to happen. And part of this was the agenda of the USDA and the profits and the greed of big industry to promote things like low-fat diets. When you cut out healthy fats, what happens is you add carbohydrates to that, like kibble does. I mean, it's a lot about cost. You can really produce carbohydrates so cheap from the corn and the soy and the poor foods that offer really negative things for our health, not even neutral. And now let me ask you this. I profess, at least for my diet, I lean toward a keto diet. I lean toward is what I say. I'm not fully into it every day. Like Monday through Friday, I'll eat about 60 carbs. On the weekends, I eat about 200. But animals are more prone to probably need that than humans, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. They are. And we talked about this before, that they're carnivores. So putting a carbohydrate in them is just, it's not essential nutrient. And, you know, AFCO, who is supposed to give us our kind of nutrient guidelines, knows that it's a non-essential nutrient, but it's cheap. It's subsidized, mm-hmm. just like you said. It's mm-hmm. it's so cheap to use it, and the government subsidized those types of farming, and it's going to be all in that food.
I must ask you, do you catch any flack for your opinions?
Quite a bit. It's okay. I mean, I really don't practice unless I have some research background behind it. And there's a ton of research background behind this. Yeah.
And, you know, many, many years ago, neither my business, I guess, nor yours had that credible background. Now we do. We have a leg to stand on. Mm-hmm. We really do. Okay. Let's say, you know, that, okay, we've covered those bases as prevention. And you do sell a great selection of those foods. Nutrition World does too. So those, to me, are two good places to shop for those. But, a dog, let's just use my dog, Angel. She was 6 years old. It was already diagnosed with cancer. If I had brought Angel to you, what would kind of be your protocol?
Well, definitely changing the diet. But then we have a treatment plan that we do. We put them on mushrooms. There's so much research on mushrooms now. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D, we test for vitamin D, and we should in human field too, but it's very important with cancer, because if you don't have enough vitamin D in the system, it doesn't turn on an enzyme that turns on macrophages. And macrophages are the cell that actually do recognize cancer, and it will engulf it and destroy it. And if there's not enough vitamin D, those cells don't turn on. We use ozone as a treatment. We use fecal transplants as part of our treatment, which is really great. And one of the other things we do is minimize chemicals. So we really reevaluate the vaccine protocols, the flea and tick stuff, and any other kind of medications that they're on. So we kind of do whole body, you know, overview.
And you give the dog the chance to recover based on its building its resilience, its platform of health. Mm-hmm. Because I have said this so many times I forget, we are built to be healthy. We just have taken ourselves down a negative road. And if we can remove the harmful parts that have accumulated within us and support the parts that are more about immune systems and health, I think the body has such wisdom, if we can just enhance its strength, that it can often get over any disease.
I agree. I think we get in the way.
We get in the
for
way.
For our body trying to heal, for sure.
And I do feel that with humans, we may have a little more emotional connection to disease, but I'm not really sure, because I don't know, and I've never pondered the fact at what rate do emotions affect dogs. Would it be about the same if they're mistreated, they've been unhappy, they've been angry?
Yeah, well, straight up on the research side, stress suppresses the immune system. So even going through anesthesia, that suppresses the immune system. Mm-hmm. So a lot of your chemicals are doing a hard number on the liver. The liver is what makes all your immune cells. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on what kind of chemicals you're putting in the dog's body. Yeah, but stress does make a difference. And even in the household, if the household is a stressful, loud, crazy place, and the dog is, you know, really anxious, I do, you know, see more illnesses in those dogs for sure. Mm-hmm. It's, but they're a reflection of us.
That's the perfect way of saying it. And then going back into the household environment itself, you know, I mean, like one of my demons is Febreze. It's just one of the many things we can put into our home that is one of the most toxic poisons that anyone can do. So, yes, Clint, he's got his mouth open. He must have Febreze in his house.
It's Christmas season. They smell like pine trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can come to NutriWorld and get an essential oil that says pine on
it. I had no idea, though. No, I'm sorry.
No, it is despicable.
Bad for people and dogs.
Yes. I just read an article about a cat having a severe upper respiratory issue that they think it had cancer in its nasal passages. And the owners had the plug-ins. I'm not going to name the name. And the owners just kind of like went through the whole house and took everything out, and they thought they were going to lose their cat. They took everything out of the house as far as those plug-ins, and the cat actually recovered.
Bingo.
Wow.
Yeah. Indoor pollution is worse than outdoor pollution when we put things in our home like that. I mean, I guess you would call myself a nut, but I actually am reasonable because I don't have to have everything perfect anymore. But I mean, I have a mattress made by Avocado. I mean, it doesn't have any fire retardants in it because fire retardants outgas, and they're really harmful for us. Now, it's also harmful to burn up in your mattress.
Okay. Note. Noted, sir. Okay. Good job. Yes.
Way to put
the disclaimer on that.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. But I don't smoke any cigarettes or anything in my bed, so I think I'm okay.
Well, I did not know about the indoor pollution, but it makes sense. What we're breathing, they're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And often they're smaller, so it's like kids. Yeah. They concentrate the chemicals more than, I mean, Clint weighs 340 pounds,
yeah,
so it's
I'm
a
big
large.
Dude. I'm big dude.
Well, okay, 180 then.
Yeah.
But a kid at 50 or a dog at 50 pounds, it's going to concentrate more.
Yeah. And they found that cats, most of them get hyperthyroid, and they find that those flammable materials in couches and carpeting and that kind of stuff is concentrating in their system. And they think it has a huge indication for the hyperthyroidism in cats. Mm.
You know, I love always, and I know part of it's just looking at movies, but the American Indian at a certain point was so strong, resilient, until we brought germs over or that they weren't used to, then it kind of did damage. But they seem to be such a strong, and Eskimos, I mean, a lot of these different native cultures, until they introduced all the negative things, one of which is excess carbs. It was, but then we start introducing all these chemicals, and it's almost like the body doesn't have a chance unless you get educated. And here we are. I mean, that's my purpose in life, is really to empower people with more education, because once Google really changed the algorithms about 4.5 years ago, you can't really find the information you used to find. Everything mm-hmm. from, like, I did an article on DEET for the flea and for humans, flea and tick repellent, which I know ticks are not healthy, and I'm out in the woods some. We got to do what we have to do. But the spraying on it without any concerns, I couldn't find hardly anything negative until I went to page 46 of Google. And that's just not fair. It's just not good information anymore.
Yeah, they block all that negative stuff.
They do.
They have the money to do it.
They do have the money. And so social media is a dangerous place unless you know how to traverse it with our health anyway. Well, tell people who may want to contact you, may want to make an appointment, may want to come down. You have a beautiful place. I actually don't have dogs right now. I used to take my dogs to you when I did, and it was just always very, very pleased, of course. So tell them how they can contact you, Dr. Smith.
My clinic is Chattanooga Holistic Animal Institute, CHAI, and the website is ChattanoogaHolisticVet.com. And we are on the south side, 918 East Main Street, and we're open Monday through Friday. So. And we have a little retail space that has the same kind of stuff that Ed's mm-hmm. does. So just to support our clients, we do a lot of homemade diets. We make sure it's balanced, and we support a lot of we have the supplements to support those diets.
I
as
love
well.
That.
Real quick, you know what I bought from your place a couple of months ago? Is the fat you can put on the dog food, the good dog food? I bought it at your place.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's mm-hmm. basically the good fat that you just. Mm-hmm. So I bought good dog food and the good fat, and you know what I found? In about 2 weeks, he wasn't shedding as much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Makes a huge difference. Omega-3 fatty acids.
I only have to vacuum twice a week and not every 10 minutes. It helped a bunch.
It does. Yeah. Helps the hair coat a ton.
Well, I'm excited about our future, Dr. Smith, at covering. And I know we'll cover skin disorders and eczema and all the things and hair loss down the road. But I'm thrilled to cover this subject first because it's the most serious subject there is. Because, you know, we all rent these bodies and you know, nothing's permanent. When you know, if I have a dog that's 16 years old, there's going to be subject. Something's going to take the animal out, the body. But when a dog's 5 years old and they're getting these cancers, it is freaking heartbroken. Because
I'm seeing that a lot.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the overuse of vaccines. I'm not opposed to vaccines and appropriate use, but the overuse in these highly concentrated, multiple levels all at once, and I mean, it's got to trigger the immune system in negative ways. It just does.
Definitely. We separate ours out. We only do one at a time, and we do them 4 weeks apart.
Wow.
So we make sure that they don't have the adjuvants in them as well, the mercury, you know, the aluminum, all that stuff that leaves a really bad, you know, cyst in the system. It just, you know, we try to avoid all that stuff.
Will you go back to medical school and be a human doctor too? So you could doctor me.
Ooh, I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah, we only got one run at this, so that kind of education. All right, well, that's a fantastic time. It's going to help so many people because this, we're kind of a lone voice out here in Chattanooga. I don't know what other cities do, but we kind of stand on our own, so we have to partner like people like you and I. All right, so thank you very much, Dr. Smith, and we are time to take another break. When we come back, I got a lot of notes that I want to share with you on different interesting health topics, all the way from another article on coffee. It is positive. It's funny how articles go throughout the years of being negative, 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 then all of a sudden you get positive, positive, positive. But that is more to come. And as we continue, for Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack. And, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell, and today we're going to be talking with Casey Waddle, a nurse practitioner at CHI Memorial Breast Care Associates. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Casey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I know that we have some notes here that regarding that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the statistics from the American Cancer Society as far as breast cancer? Because I know it's the second leading cause of cancer death in women.
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually 1 in 8 women will develop an invasive breast cancer the older she gets.
Wow, that's a lot of women. That's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. It's almost 300,000.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm huge because I've been involved my whole life for 43 years with Nutrition World, and I'm, you know, very heavily invested in prevention, which I think is sometimes ignored, sometimes kind of overlooked, just kind of speak about it, but they don't really delve into it. But as, and we may touch on that in a minute. But at this point, as far as what women can do just for themselves to, from the diagnostic standpoint and from safety standpoint, what are some of the recommendations?
Obviously, early detection is key for our women. The main thing is to do your self-breast exam. You'll be surprised how many women come in actually feeling something that wasn't there 3, 6, 12 months ago. So doing your self-breast exam, being familiar with your own breast tissue so that you can tell when there's a change, is very, very important. And that can be started at any age. You can teach your teenagers how to do that. It's not something that you have to wait till, oh, I'm 50 to start doing a self-breast exam.
So, I mean, coming from a certainly a man's viewpoint, which is pretty poor, doing it in the shower, soap and water, do a lot of women just find it even without knowing really how to find it? Or does it take some?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, it's not something I have patients ask me all the time. Well, I don't do it because my breasts feel lumpy and bumpy.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's probably the majority of women, but thinking, oh, I know that this lump and bump is normal for me, but wait, what's this? That's not normally there. That's when there's a change.
Okay, so it's regular monitoring so that you kind of have a baseline so that if things change, uh-huh, then you know that we might need to look into that.
Yes, exactly.
And so, at this point, when people listening, is there any other tips that a woman needs to kind of think about when they're doing a self-exam that I wouldn't certainly not be aware of from my position?
Well, certainly do them in different positions, like lying down. Your breast tissue can feel different than it is when you stand up, mm-hmm, just, you know, gravity. So lying down, standing up, doing different positions like that. And we tell women to pick the same time each month, especially if you are continuing to have regular menstrual cycles, because your breast tissue can fluctuate during your hormonal surges. So just pick the same time each month to do your self-breast exam.
Okay, so lying down sometimes, standing up, because obviously standing up might not be as accurate. Is that what you're saying?
Necessarily is accurate. It's just that it can, your breast tissue can move.
Yeah.
Like with gravity, women's tissue tends to go down. Mm-hmm. And when you're lying down, things kind of shift. So it's good to get perspective on at all ways to doing it, laying down, standing up, shower, in front of a mirror, all the different ways.
Well, one of the questions I was going to ask is, it seems, anytime you give me a reason not to go to the doctor, I'll take my way out. You know, it's like, oh, I'm fine. That's just my body. But it seems because there's these variables, if you're still menstruating, if it's standing up versus lying down, it's going to be a little lumpy anyway. It seems like if there's any doubt, I would think the first thing you'd want to do is go see somebody that actually knows exactly what they're looking for and can have the equipment to help diagnose it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we get patients all the time saying, you know, this area just feels differently. And, you know, thankfully most of the time it's not anything, but sometimes there is something there.
Yeah, I do that every now and then. You know what's really, it's kind of odd. I go to the doctor now more than I used to, and most of the time when I go, I say things like, I'm sure it's nothing, but I just want to be on the safe side.
Yeah,
that seems to be I think going through COVID has alarmed a lot of people and made them a little bit more insecure with their own health. some ways that's positive, some ways it's negative, because I am a hypochondriac, self-admitted, and sometimes that is destructive to our health because we ponder it way too much.
We do, and just to this point, right. though, I went to the doctor last week with some stuff that I had pop up on my skin, and I walked in, and it's just something that had been there for a month or two, but it wasn't normal, right? And I walk in, and he looked at it literally for 10 seconds. He goes, "You're fine." I was like, "Okay." I was just worried. He goes, "Nope, it's always better to be safe than sorry, so I'm glad you came and saw me, but you're good."
Well, I know that CHI Memorial Breast Care Associates does offer a high-risk clinic. What does that mean?
So what that means is we follow, myself and the other nurse practitioner, Angela, we follow patients that have an elevated risk above the general population to develop breast cancer. And they get followed, you know, more closely, with the whole idea being if something were to happen, we're going to catch it early.
So if somebody has something going on, they can contact this clinic and go get it checked out?
Sure, sure. We also see patients that don't have anything going on but have a significant family history.
Okay.
They would qualify for increased surveillance, or women that have extremely dense breast tissue. Mm-hmm. Or they have had a prior biopsy that showed atypical cells.
Okay.
Or if they have a gene predisposition to breast cancer, then all those patients would qualify for increased surveillance.
Now, does insurance cover, and people without insurance, what happens with that?
Yes, Tennessee Breast, if they live in Tennessee Breast and Cervical Services is a great program that is the state of Tennessee does. And they actually cover for high-risk surveillance. It's just a piece of paper that I have to fill out. Mm-hmm. But they do cover for that. I tell patients that, you know, that what the increased surveillance entails is a clinical breast exam every 6 months with an annual mammogram, which is screening fashion. Everybody gets those annually, and insurance covers that.
Okay.
And then at the six-month interval, we can offer a breast MRI. And with that additional imaging, the insurances are still kind of, I don't necessarily say pushing back, but they cover it. I can prove you need it. They approve it. It's just everybody's subject to their own deductible, and that's different across the board.
Well, that's some very good information, and I know that The previous person we just interviewed, a friend of mine that I've known for some time, Dr. Colleen Smith, she's a veterinarian. The whole subject on the previous episode segment was on cancer in dogs. And we know that prevention is, like she said, prevention is the key, really, because I know I've said this so many times. I said it in an earlier section that, you know, when Richard Nixon announced the war on cancer in 1972, one in 32 people had it. Now one in three or one in two have it. So we're losing that. And one of the reasons we are is because we can't focus on prevention as much as we should. The lack of vitamin D, the lack of eating cruciferous vegetables, the lack of many things, and the excess carbohydrates, like even in dogs, as Dr. Smith explained, it's creating a platform of allowing this cancer to flourish when we should be doing both diagnostic testing like you do and also prevention. So for people to learn more to if they want to qualify or get participate in what you're doing, tell people a phone number or website, please.
So our office phone number for CHI Breast Care Associates is 423-698-0304. And if you're wanting to just call and schedule a mammogram with Marion Looker Breast Center, that is 423-495-4040.
Wow. Good information, and I so appreciate your time and effort to be on Vital Health Radio, Casey.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. And I want to cover something, Clint, real quick here. I know that I've been trying to do this on most of the shows. I had 25 health tips for 25 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute since
we've
covered
one of those.
And it's
been a minute because I think, you know, we get covered up, we get talking, and I want to make sure I get this in. I've already covered about three of those. The first one was time-restricted eating.
Yep.
That means picking, you know, some times to eat and then times not to eat, because the times when you don't eat is when the body really cleanses itself. Secondly, eliminate seed oils from your diet. Seed oils are the vegetable oils that we've all kind of grown up on saying, wow, it comes from a vegetable, it must be healthy. But in fact, it's causing so many diseases, that from macular degeneration to cancer to, you know, and you can name it, it probably has a connection to seed oils. And the reason seed oils are used, because they're inexpensive, they're fairly stable. Restaurants can do it all day long and cook foods, and it doesn't have a taste. But it can fry foods, it can add to the food, and eliminate seed oils is very important. And then, but today I want to talk about the and then one is most of us need to donate blood.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
You know, I actually yesterday at Nutrition World, because we have a lab there, I went and had my ferritin check. Ferritin is what I find is the number that can tell whether you need to donate blood. Excess ferritin is causing a lot of damage in human bodies. And ferritin is, the range on the blood test is ridiculous because it's too wide. So we want optimal blood work, not normal. Normal is sending us down a death spiral. So optimal is about 60 for a man. I've been about 75 on my numbers, but all of a sudden my number jumped up to about 120 3 weeks ago. So I'm giving blood. So I'm very important to do that. But again, checking that ferritin level, which is not done on a physical,
right,
is extremely important. But so the one today, the new one, is eat enough protein, and specifically, unless you are a vegetarian, eat enough animal protein. And the reason is because the body is made from what's called amino acids. These are what feed the brain, the body, the recuperative ability, the hormones. And I see a lot of people who don't eat enough protein. What happens is they tend to lose muscle quicker after age 40. They definitely lose hair. Their skin quality lessens. Their collagen goes downhill. And we need about, in my opinion, we need about a half a gram per pound of body weight. That's minimum. Now, if you're lifting heavy weights and you're really active, you might need more. I try to shoot for actually about 1 gram, no more than that, because you can eat too much protein.
Yeah.
And when you weigh up 400 pounds like you, Clint, that means you have to do a lot of protein.
Yeah, I eat a lot of almonds, peanut butter. Yeah. And drink olive oil just like it's water.
There you go, brother.
I do that in the mornings. But
I have converted you to the bright side, not the dark side.
Absolutely.
No.
Well, can I back up? Yeah. And I know we got to go to a break in a minute. But the blood test, how much does that cost? Is that a test I can get to if I go to Nutrition World when you're doing your blood test? Can I get that checked?
Absolutely. You can do it in the big panel, which we check everything. Or you can just add ferritin on. You come in, just do it. That's what I did 2 weeks ago, three. I just went down and said, hey, I want you to check my ferritin level. It was, I'm guessing, $25.
Do you feel better when your ferritin level's in the 60s? What's the difference in how you feel? Can you explain?
You probably
that?
Won't feel better. I think I might live longer.
Okay.
I do feel better after giving blood, because we have new blood cells that are coming out. Because when you give blood, then the body has to make new ones. And the new ones, you have a bigger percentage of young ones opposed to older ones.
Gotcha.
And so it just makes things work better when you do it that way.
Didn't know. That's what I was asking.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having some words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue for the Eastridge PhD best podcaster in the United States, my pal, and Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold? Cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my buddy and partner, Clint Powell. And, you know, one of the physicians I really have respected over the years is Dr. Joseph Mercola. I know him, met him a couple times, been on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator. And this, what I'm about to read, is not in any way meant to demonize, throw under the bus, and insult anyone who did take vaccines. Okay?
Well, I did.
That's fine.
I'll represent them.
That's fine.
I will not be offended. So
good. Because this has no reason, is not meant to offend those who did, because there are reasons why people should have taken
that's right.
It, okay?
Gotcha.
But this is Message to the Unvaccinated by Dr. Mercola. Even if I were, he says, pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I have ever seen, even from partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and doctors. People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best of humanity. They are everywhere in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parents that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who have built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they're superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, social exclusion, and they did it because they thought they were alone and believed that they were the only one. Banned from their families, tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurably discrimination, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we know who are the best on planet Earth. The women, the men, the old, the young, the rich, the poor, of all races of religion, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived, those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. That's pretty powerful stuff. I know it's controversial, and I also respect those who did the vaccines with wise choices, but it is like the Civil War when people were separated based on political agendas, and it was one of the, it probably is going to be the toughest part of history that will ever be written.
Am I allowed to give my 30-second rebuttal? Because I agree with what you said. I will say this. Because, and I did a, on my Facebook page and on my podcast, I did a podcast about this. I was disappointed in us as a society, and here's why. Because I saw on the other side, because I'm a pretty conservative guy, mm-hmm. I saw people getting the vaccine called sheep by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And they threw that blanket out there without knowing if I got a vaccine because I needed it.
Right.
If I'd made the right decision. What disappointed me the most was that we seem to categorize our neighbors based off those decisions. Mm-hmm. And I think it took great courage to, we were in a horrible, scary place. If anybody goes back in time and remember that first 6 months, that first year when you really thought you could kill somebody you loved, that's a horrible decision to be. Mm-hmm. Here's a vaccine we don't have real data on. Good luck injecting that. Mm-hmm. Or get a disease that we've been told is going to kill your grandmother. Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. And in my world, I love what he said. In my world, I think we should just zoom out a little bit and go, you know what? Maybe we were all presented fearful options that no one had been presented before. And maybe someone made a decision. So I don't mind casketing. I don't mind labeling people. As long as you know why they did what they did, then I can call you a sheep. Then I can call you a rebel. You know what I'm saying? I love what he said. And I think sometimes we just forget that we had two options. Fear and fear, nah. And the only thing that could get through was the knowledge. I didn't mean to rant, yep.
No, that's
is going to people. I went to you a number of times during COVID, and my doctor, and I still was terrified. Bingo. A lot of people weren't. I was.
Oh, there was no solution for that fear at those months. And you are right. You had a choice between fear and fear. It's really, that is well spoken. And I'm not by any means, again, putting down people who chose to do it. But
it did take a certain amount to do what you did.
It did, yes. Because you ostracized your family, your friends, and the public.
Especially, real quick, I know we ran out of time, but especially, Ed, that first 6 months to a year when we didn't have data. When you were having to trust your gut and all the stuff you've done for 40 years, that took guts.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing is, we didn't have the vaccine for I don't know how many months, probably a year after
close
it started.
To it. Yeah.
So we did learn a lot during that 12 months that was not being embraced. The fact that vitamin D alone could have saved tens of thousands of people, never talked about, even though we gave it away free to so many groups, it never got to the surface.
Yeah.
So I do really value the people who had the guts to stand up based on their intuition. We spoke about intuition earlier.
Absolutely.
It's very important. Everything does not come from a textbook. And following the science is the biggest joke on earth because the science was corrupt, and most of it, not all of it, we had to find the parts that were credible.
And science is changing, by the way.
And science changed
a
lot. So guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and take control of your health day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.